or stop by just south of Troy on Last Chance Road.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, thanks for tuning in with us here on a Tuesday night, post-holiday weekend, as we are nearing close to the end of our broadcast tonight, but we still got one more matchup for you here as this Big 7 League Volleyball Tri closes out in Hiawatha. We are just minutes away from Hiawatha and Jefferson West closing things out. Thank you so much for tuning in. Brandon Tadman, Jarrett Sleppy, Colin Feldkamp in studio. First matchup tonight was Hiawatha and Sabetha. Hiawatha won that one in three sets, 25-21, 20-25, and then 25-14. Sabetha Jeff West played in matchup number two. Jeff West won the first set and then got out to a 7-1 lead early in set two, but it did not matter. Sabetha wins it 21-25, 25-13, and 25-15 as we get set for again. Hiawatha Jeff West to close out. It's been a fun night so far here in our first of many volleyball broadcasts here in 2022.
Absolutely. Look for Abby Elfner once again coming in here with this final match to be a big focal point. As for Jeff West, they are overall a very well-developed team so far. I mean, as we said, they only have two seniors. They played very well in those about first set and a half or so that last match until they kind of hit a brick wall. But see if Hiawatha can respond and try to stop Jefferson West from getting any sort of momentum.
Well, the thing I look for Jeff West is to see how they respond, considering the fact how good they looked for a set and a quarter against Sabetha. Again, came out, won the first set, 25-21, scored seven of the first 8 points in set two, but everything just kind of unraveled from there. But again, credit Sabetha. They certainly played a huge part in that, but you saw, at least in that third set, the body language was changing a little bit. Does that turn? Does that change here in this matchup? We'll kind of know early on, I think, because Hiawatha certainly has the advantage. They got a little more length. They got a little more experience. We talk about Jeff West being a fairly young team, not many seniors on the roster. That's not really the case for Hiawatha. Half of their roster is filled with seniors who have been doing this for some time now. So certainly Hiawatha has veteran leadership. They got a little more size up front on the net. And considering what Jeff West went through, letting one kind of slip away maybe, some of you may think of it that way, some may not, but certainly an opportunity the way they jumped out in the second set. Can they bounce back? Can they be competitive, give themselves an opportunity against a very good and experienced Hiawatha team? Crowd is thinned out. Obviously, Sabetha is gone. They went 1-1 tonight. Still a good crowd here, of course, for both teams. Hiawatha, good student section over there to our left for Hiawatha. Again, it just feels good to be back. We're really back into it now. We're heading up already on week two of high school football. We had a great week one. A lot of teams being considered as we get set for this one in just a moment. But you had a great game. You had Centralia Valley Heights. That was on KMCA 92-1. Centralia is always just one of the best teams in our area. Certainly a team to always be reckoned with in Class 1A. Roger Holthaus taking over for Larry Glatzik, of course, legendary head coach there. And Roger was, you know, of course, the girls basketball coach. They got all the way to the state championship game. Lost an absolutely heartbreaking game in Dodge City. So now Roger's just like, well, after that, I guess I'll just take over the football program and see what we can do
with
that.
As if he can't be loved enough by that program.
Exactly. Yeah. So you obviously saw Centralia win a good game. I saw a pretty good one myself, Sabetha knocking out Perry LeCompton. Not so much of a surprise, but Sabetha, I think, looked a little bit better than maybe what I originally thought. And of course, you have the great game that you saw on the Holton Channel with two of the top teams in their respective classes. Nemaha Central finally getting over the hump over the last couple of years and beating Holton, giving them the leg up right out the jump in the Big 7. So certainly a league in terms of football, Big 7, just as good and competitive. I think some of the bottom-tier teams are definitely improved. Your Royal Valleys, I think Jeff West has some experience back as well. I will be at Jeff West Friday as they host this same Hiawatha team for week two. That'll be a game on KMZA and the Hiawatha Redhawk channel as well. So football is here. We're in the midst of volleyball. We're just back, and it's good to be a part of your sports coverage here in Northeast Kansas. So let's get to it. Hiawatha, Jeff West. Final matchup of this try tonight here in the roundhouse. Jeff West will serve it first. They will serve from right to left. And this will be Sydney Thompson to lead things off for the Tigers. She sends it over. Good dig on the back line. The fans getting into it. And a quick set and spike right out the gate. How about that for Sutton Diller? We saw her make some big-time contributions in their first win against DeBetha, and she lands a quick spike and a quick point right there. Beautiful placement in the back right corner.
Yeah, football team got off practice. Some of the players are up in the crowd now, so it's even louder.
A near ace there, but Jefferson West able to control it up front. Thompson pushing it back over. Delaney over to the right side. This one's hit down by Simmons, but it's too long, and we're tied at one. Certainly the fans are going to play a factor here. The students covering a good section and change over there to our left, and they are certainly loud and proud. And you can certainly probably hear it on your end if you're listening to us. A 1-1 tie just getting going. First set, Jeff West back to serve. Kendall Mayer, serve it up with the left hand, does so from right to left. There's Bryn Williams up front. Elfner against the net, point for the Tigers. Again, we'll see that bump to Delaney, who then sets to Elfner. They were trying to do that again, but the set was just over the net, and Elfner went into it, and it's a 2-1 Jeff West lead, and now the Tigers trying to take a 3-1 advantage, and they do. As the serve by Mayer, a little too hot to handle, now 3-1 Jeff West. So again, Mayer back into it, serving here for the Tigers, early 3-1 lead in the final matchup here tonight. Jeff West now getting it back after one hit for Hiawatha. They set it up, and it spiked down beautifully. And that is Reese Brown, who puts it home. And well, look now, the Tigers out to a 4-1 lead.
Yeah, just like how they had it against that Sabetha team, the second set of that last match. We'll see if they can keep this going, ride that wave.
Well, they certainly had a lot more little get-up in their step here early on. Elfner, a quick spike, and that one is long. Point for the Tigers. Or correction, no, was it tipped? I think they're saying it was tipped. And so Hiawatha is actually going to land that point. And it's now a 4-2 advantage for Jefferson West. Josie Delaney back to serve here for the Redhawks. She'll send it over with the right hand. Backline libero. And Scott pushing it up front to Brown. Her spike attempt is knocked up with one hand by Diller, and it goes out of play. Jeff West, a 5-2 lead. Scott, the libero, comes out. Quick breather for the Tigers. It will send back Ainsley Scott to serve this one up. 5-2 Jeff West for set, and it tips off the net, and it's going to end up being a point for the Tigers. Those are difficult to judge. Telling you what, if I played volleyball and I was serving, I would always try to hit the top of the net.
Go for the risky play.
Go for the risky play. Make it 6-2, Tigers. And another ace here for Ainsley Scott. And all of a sudden, it's a 7-2 jump here for the Tigers. They're certainly ready to play after back-to-back set loss to Sabetha in their last matchup. And they're coming out with a lot of energy here in the first set. Williams, the libero for Hiawatha, keeping it alive. They push it up to Diller, who knocks it across, and now save back over. Hiawatha gets it back. Williams across. This is Simmons, a hard hit, and that's going to be a point. Yeah, Scott couldn't handle it on the back line. 7-3, Jeff West.
Yeah, Scott wouldn't have touched it. I think that might have went out. It had enough heat on it. It was about chest height, and she was only about 6 feet away from the back line.
Here's Abby Elfner to serve. 6-1 of her gets it across with the right hand. They set it up for Brown, and right off Elfner's hands, and it hits the floor. 8-3, Jefferson West.
Yeah, Elfner's going to come to sit down for a bit. Bryn Williams back in the game, the libero.
Lauren Kroninger is going to serve this one up for the Tigers. 8-3, their advantage here in the first set. Nice sliding save there by Diller to keep it alive, and then this one is put back over, which is going to be a difficult play for Hiawatha, but they somehow keep it alive and earn a point. How about that? On the brink of losing that point to Jeff West, somehow after a couple hits, they work it over back from the JV court, and somehow they get it in. 8-4, Jeff West. Hiawatha back to serve, as this will be Maddie Simmons. Barely clipped the net, and it's an ace. I tell you, man, go for the top of the net every time. It is a very difficult play for that front line. 8-5 Jeff West after the ace from Simmons. She'll send over another. Now a whistle and a violation committed by Jeff West, and another point for Hiawatha, make it 8-6 Tigers.
And that was committed by Reese Brown, it looks like, as the official was talking to her specifically after that play.
Simmons back to serve again. Rides it over the top of the net, and then it's slapped down by the front of the net. That's going to be a point as Annika Reschke, the 5'7 sophomore, cleaning that one up for Hiawatha, and they're back within one real quick, 8-7 Tigers.
I really hope the crowd noise is transferring over the airwaves because they are electric.
No, the students certainly bringing some heat to our left. And another good serve and point as Simmons ties it 8-8 as Tigers' back line had some trouble with that one. So the ebbs and flows we've seen tonight certainly is how it started here in set one. Jeff West looked hot out the gate, and Hiawatha's come right back to tie it up 8-8 here in set number one. Simmons again will send it over to the back right libero. That is Scott to push it up front. Far side, Brown wants a spike attempt. It's blocked at the net, and a killer for Diller. 9-8 Redhawks. They take a lead, and Jeff West wants a timeout.
Diller the killer, they call her.
I don't know. That just kind of came out. I don't know. Kind of came out. I didn't think of that. I swear, that just came out on a whim. Hiawatha leading Jeff West 9-8 after the first timeout here in set one. We'll take a timeout. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Kansaland Radio.
Final matchup tonight here in Hiawatha. First set, the 9-8 Hiawatha lead over Jefferson West as back to it out of the timeout. Hiawatha with the momentum. They have the serve. As it will be Maddie Simmons to serve this one up. Official gets back on the platform, we're ready to go. Simmons sends it over. Brown with the dig. They want to set it up back line. Scott Libero with a nice spike, but dug out nicely there by Simmons. They push it over. Diller on the backside. Can't finish. And Jeff West get it back. Here's Brown once again. Diller bumps it up. Delaney to Diller. And that's a good point there. As Delaney to Diller earns a point for the Redhawks. Make it 10-8, Hiawatha.
Once again, that first, the start of the set goes towards Jefferson West's way, and they slowly let their opponent back in the game. Hiawatha now in charge, and as I was saying that, might have just jinxed him.
Simmons goes a little long on that serve attempt, makes it 10-9 Jefferson West, trailing by one now as they'll bring in Hallie Tuck to serve here. Tuck sends it across. Jeff West trailing by one, and now Hiawatha having some issues with that serve, and it lands on the Red Hawks bench, and we're now tied at 10. Tuck back to serve again. She'll send it across. Nice line drive serve. Williams, though, with a nice dig. Delaney setting up Diller. A little touch shot. Beautifully done. She come in hot with the heat on a couple spikes. This time she does the finesse shot over. No chance for the Jeff West defense. Make it 11-10, Hiawatha. Another serve and another ace for the Redhawks. Give it to Grace Morey, 5'5 senior.
Right on your favorite spot, the top of the net.
Hey,
over.
I'm telling you, if it hits the top of the net, you might as well give him the point. Good diving save by the libero, Scott. This was set up front of the net. Now Hiawatha gets it back. Delaney to Diller again. And a beautiful dig by Hallie Tuck to keep it alive. Now Williams with a good dig. Delaney pushing it over, and she'll get the point. 14-10, Hiawatha. Correction, adding one too many. It is 13-10. Beg your pardon. Morey back to serve again. Three-point advantage for the Redhawks. Back line, good dig there by Tuck. Pushing it up front. Slapped over by Schwinn. Diller wants to set it up. There's a spike attempt that's going to hit the ceiling. Fall back into play. Jeff West somehow gets it back over with Schwinn. But it's out of bounds. No good there. Couldn't keep it inside the line. So the Redhawks get another. It's now 14-10. Grace Morey again. Sends it on over. Good low dig there by Tuck to the front. Williams puts it up. And it's able to be punched back over by Diller, keeping it alive. Jeff West here to the near side. Here's Becker with a spike attempt. Dug out there by Morey. Far side, Diller. Another kill shot. And it's 16-10.
Quietly a 5-0 run.
How about the run here by the Redhawks? Diller has been the momentum here for Hiawatha in set one. And we have not seen Abby Elfner since she took a seat a little while ago. And obviously you ride the momentum if you don't need her. Diller's kind of taking that rein right now. As we saw Elfner do in their first matchup tonight. Here's Delaney with a kill shot. It was set up by Jeff West. And Delaney jumps up and spikes it home. 16-10, Redhawks timeout in favor of Jefferson West. We'll keep it right here. 16-10, our score, set one, and Redhawks certainly kind of using the momentum, using the crowd here, and certainly Jeff West now in a little bit of some trouble as they trail by six. Still plenty of time, though, in this first set, 16-10. And if you're Jeff West out of this timeout, try to keep that composure, get a couple points here, and certainly don't want to beat yourselves. We've seen all three teams tonight kind of do that at times, just beating themselves up with service errors, miscommunication. But certainly for as much as they play it, it's certainly going to happen. How much can you limit that? And we'll see if Jeff West can kind of battle back here in the first set.
Yeah, Coach Mayer is going to use a good chunk of this timeout, and deservedly so, trying to make sure that this team is set up for success out of this break after giving up a 6-0 run.
All right, Grace Morey back to serve. Again, six straight points by Hiawatha here in the first set. Their lead is 16-10. Morey sends it over with some good pace. Tigers push it back across, but now Delaney wants to set it up for Hiawatha. Diller again tried the kill shot, but it's too strong. And it's 16-11, Hiawatha. Jeff West will get the serve back. It'll be the libero, Olivia Scott, back to serve for Jefferson West. Trail by five here. In set number one. Scott shoots this one over with the right hand. Back set pushing it up. Delaney near side. Slapped over by Reschke. Dug out nicely by Kroninger. They set it up for Scott, who slaps it over, but it's wide and out of play. 17-11, Hiawatha. They get the serve back. Reschke will go back to do the serving. She sends it over. Good pace with that one as well. Tigers dig it out nicely. They set it up front for Becker on the spike, and it's tipped and out of play. Point for Jeff West. Makes it 17-12, Hiawatha. You think they'd pay someone minimum wage to kind of run around and just grab these balls that just
no
go?
No kidding. Or maybe have a few extra spares that they can just use whenever that one goes out of play. But
it's just the players just have to go get it. It's like the playing rec ball.
Or me. You know.
There you go. Here's Delaney to Diller once again, but Jeff West with Scott on the back line. They need to get it over, and they're able to do so. Williams wants to set it up. Delaney, Elfner for the kill, and it is money. From the front right to the back left, Elfner puts one home, who just came back in. It's 18-12.
Yeah, that was a very well placed by Elfner, just on the line on the far side.
This is Diller back to serve. Puts it over nicely. Jeff West trying to counter here. Near side. It's going to be punched over by Scott. Good dig there by Diller. And Williams has to get it up to Delaney, who behind herself puts it back over. Tigers have it up front. It is pushed over by Tuck. Williams, Delaney, Elfner again. Nice dig by Tuck to keep it alive. Tigers get it to Becker. Williams on the back line. They want it again. They push it far side. This is Simmons. He's going to put this one home. And it's a point for Hiawatha. 19-12, Redhawks here, first set. So once again, another player has to go get the ball from the other side of the court.
I think the ruling was before that was actually out of play. It was Ainsley Scott who touched the net, but they stopped the play early before that
they could even have a chance to head back over. 19-12 Red Hawks, sent on over on the serve, and it's right over the line. Delaney is able to jump up and push it down, and ultimately Jeff West can't get it back over. And Delaney showing the muscle there, and it's now 20-12. Get a quick sub in for the Tigers. This will be Delaney Deal. And we'll check in for Ainsley Scott here late in this first set, where Hiawatha trying to close the door with a 20-12 advantage. Here is Diller, who sends it over. Set up nicely here by Kroninger. Backside Becker, and it goes into the net. No good. And another point for the Red Hawks, make it 21-12.
Hiawatha has scored 11 of the last 13 points.
Certainly the momentum in their favor. Here is Diller again on the serve. Jeff West trying to set it in front of their own net. Long set up here to the near side, but it's saved by Hiawatha. Elfner with the kill, and Elfner with the point. Delaney to Elfner, we've called it a lot tonight, make it 22-12. Red Hawks a few points away from just closing this first set out. Remember, Jeff West got off to a good start here in this first set, but Hiawatha got the momentum back, took the lead, and they have never looked back since early. And now we get a whistle, and not even sure what the call was, a violation against Hiawatha, which gives Jeff West a point, makes it 22-13.
It was the formation that Hiawatha had. It was illegal, so
okay.
They were able to... Jefferson West gets the point. Hey,
certainly, the Tigers will take the points now they can get them here
absolutely.
As they try to claw their way back here in this first set. So they're back to serve with Mayer. She'll send it over with the left hand. Punched up in the air by Morey. Now Williams to the far side, and Simmons has to just get it over. Scott up front. They set it up here for Brown, and her kill shot is dug up nicely by one hand by Diller. Good defense by Hiawatha. Tigers get it back. It's pushed on over with two hands. Williams, the libero, pushing it up. They want to set it up far side, and it's going to be another touch shot. Simmons puts it down. Make it 23-13. Red Hawks inching closer to that set one victory as we'll see Maggie Pierce, a 5'8 junior, come in. First time calling her name tonight. She'll take on the front lines here as Delaney will serve, and she serves it right into the net, makes it 23-14. Well, probably the final chance here for the Tigers to get something going and try to rally back in this first set. As we'll see another sub, Ainsley Scott going to come back in, replacing Deal, who had checked in for a little bit ago. Scott the libero comes out. Addison Schwinn will check in. So this will be Scott to serve. Red Hawks leading 23-14, first set. Delaney, Elfner for the kill, and it's in. It was off the fingertips of Scott, just couldn't keep it in play, and it's now set point for Hiawatha. Elfner will go back to serve and try to put the finishing touches here on the first set, and she will with an ace. 25-14, Hiawatha takes the first set over Jefferson West. Second set is coming your way after a timeout. We're back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
If you're a farmer, you make dozens of decisions on an hourly basis to keep your agricultural operation running smoothly. Hi, this is Mark Pazeska, Union State Bank of Horton, and we say thank you for all your hard work. Did you know our online banking can help you streamline and simplify some of your decisions? You can transfer funds, pay bills, and even interface with Quicken and QuickBooks with your Union State Bank online account. We are proud to help serve the area farmers at all seven of our locations, especially during this busy time of year. Learn more today at mybankusb.com, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Pretty dominant for Hiawatha in the first set over Jefferson West, 25-14. Brandon Tamman alongside Jared Sleppy, Colin Fellkamp in studio, about a minute and change until we start this second and potentially final set if Hiawatha can close it out here tonight. So Hiawatha looking for the 2-0 night. Sabetha on their way home, going 1-1 as they lost to Hiawatha in three sets in the first matchup tonight. but they were able to bounce back, beat Jeff West in three sets in the last match. So Jeff West trying to avoid an 0-2 night here in Hiawatha as Redhawks look to go 2-0 on their home floor. 25-14 Hiawatha, the set one victory.
Hiawatha, I mean, take a look at how well they've been competing with the top of the top. They almost were able to defeat Nemaha Central in three sets in their second match of the year. This is certainly a team that could get the better of them at some point in the season if they continue to improve on what they've already built here today.
Yeah, kind of garnered the momentum that they have got here tonight. Can they keep it going if they can finish the night 2-0?
I mean, especially if it's here with all these crazy students.
You can certainly hear the cheers of the students behind us, or not necessarily behind us, but next to us.
I think having the ceiling kind of caved in to kind of make it bounce all over the walls with the material that's here in the roundhouse.
There are other roundhouses in the state. Of course, here in Hiawatha, McPherson has a roundhouse
well. Played there before. That's
I'm trying
fun.
To think of maybe some other ones out there. I'm pretty sure El Dorado, if my memory serves me correctly. There's not many of them out there. There's a few, but it's just a different kind of feel.
Yeah, it really
when
is.
You have that roundhouse legitimately. It's just a different, yeah, it's just a different look, kind
Very
of a different,
different.
Feel.
You
could probably sit a lot more people in here than some of the traditional gyms. As we're back to start set number two, Jeff West with a quick ace and an early 1-0 advantage. And right after the first point, they'll send in a couple subs with Kendall Mayer and Reese Brown. So Mayer back to serve, 1-0 Jeff West, trying to force a third set, which would be the final set tonight. This could be the final set if Hiawatha can win this set. Nicely done to get it back across. Jeff West has it. Scott sets it up near side. Brown the kill shot. Williams with a nice dig. Delaney far side, tapped over by Simmons. Another good play defensively by Jeff West. They set it up far side, but it's a little bit too strong as Croninger just missed it a little too much. A little too much heat on it. We're tied at one. As we'll see Maggie Pierce again check in. It's time for Hannah Twombly. Here's Delaney back to serve. Early second set, 1-1 tie. Libero Scott pushing it up is Thompson. There is the spike attempt by Brown, but it's dug out nicely by Diller. Here is a setup and drive by Simmons, but the Tigers play it well defensively. Hiawatha gets it back. Delaney pushing it up. Elfner the kill, and it's money. Delaney short right to Elfner in the middle. That's been the set kill that has just been really dominant against Jeff West in the first set and change. And against Sabetha, we would see kind of Elfner use more of the sides and more of the corners, but now she's just going right down the middle from that setup by Delaney as we're going to get another violation here committed by Jefferson West as the Redhawks have scored three straight to take a 3-1 lead. So Delaney back to serve. We'll send it on over with the right hand. Good diving dig there by the libero Scott. They set it up for Brown off the top of the net. And Elfner able to settle with the underhand. They push it over with Simmons. And good defense there by Jefferson West, who earns the point. They block it back on the Hiawatha side and makes it 3-2. Addison Schwinn checking in for the Tigers as Deal is back to serve. She'll send it across. Pushed up in the air by Simmons. Now, Williams is going to go ahead and put it into the net, and another point for Jeff West. We're tied at three.
Jefferson West has been responding nicely after the back half of the first set. Certainly didn't go their way, but they responded out of the break, and they are currently tied with Hiawatha at the moment.
Delaney just having to push it back over on a third try. She does so. Tigers pushing it up front. They set it up for Brown. Two-hand tip pass over. Now Elfner again right down the middle, but it's blocked back over. They set it up Delaney. Other side, Simmons, her spike attempt, punched in the air a couple times. Somehow Jeff West got it back over. They want Elfner again on the spike, and it's off the fingertip of Thompson and out of play. Redhawks leading it 4-3.
Sydney Thompson knowing she couldn't really do much there, trying to dig that one out after Elfner got all of that one.
How much would it take for me to pay you to take an Elfner spike off the face? As another point Difficult serve by Elfner, tough to handle. Now 5-3 Red Hawks. $100. Would it have to be more?
You're on.
Okay, $100. All right, fair enough. That's good to know.
I'm a crap pleaser.
Elfner back to serve, 5-3 Red Hawks, but that's well off the mark. Might have just mishit that one, so Jeff West getting a freebie there. It's now 5-4 Hiawatha. Elfner will take a quick break as get a new sub. It's going to be Riley White who's going to sub in here for the Tigers and serve it up. Hiawatha won the first set, so Jeff West needing this one to force a third. White sends it on over. Here is Simmons pushing it to Delaney up front, and Diller with a little touch shot over, but well played this time defensively by Jeff West. Delaney to the other side. Simmons, another spike at tip, but Scott pushing it up, and they have to get it over. Jeff West does, and they can't. Miscommunication between Brown and Mayer, who is going to get that final shot over and just hit the ground. Now 6-4, Hiawatha. This will be Simmons now to serve it up for the Red Hawks, leading 6-4, set 2. Good serve with some good pace. Tigers trying to set it up front. Pushed over by Brown, and it's going to find some room for a point for Jeff West. Make it 6-5, Red Hawks.
Got to give Jefferson West some credit here. They are not giving up after less than ideal first set. They have come back, and they are certainly being competitive here in the second set.
Yeah, can they keep that competitiveness going, and can they keep themselves in this and avoid Hiawatha from going on any kind of a run like we saw in that first set? Delaney, far side, Diller the kill, and it's money. It was a good attempt by Sydney Thompson, but just could not keep it on the opposite side. It's now 7-5. Difficult to block. The athleticism of Diller, Simmons, and Elfner really up front. Those have been kind of the three with the kill leaders tonight. Jeff West getting it to the middle of the floor, and I think we get another violation against Jeff West and another point for Hiawatha, which gives their lead now to 8-5. Now Hannah Twombly to serve, sends it over. This could be long, and oh, and it was saved by Tuck when it shouldn't have been. Hiawatha will get it back, and there's the set, and there's the kill. So that's a big swing. If it was let go there by Tuck, it would have been 8-6, but now it was played through. Hiawatha gets the point. Now their lead is 9-5. But I don't blame Tuck. It's hard to certainly tell sometimes. Tuck has it. Wants to set it up front. Becker sends it over. Williams, the libero, pushing it to the front of the net, but just couldn't set it up right. And it's a point for the Tigers. Make it 9-6, Hiawatha. Another sub coming in as it'll be Delaney Deal back in on the front line for Jeff West. And the libero, Olivia Scott, to serve for the Tigers here. They trail 9-6. Sends it across, backline Simmons, pushing it up Delaney, far side, Diller, and another finesse shot over the front of the line. And make it 10-6, Hiawatha. Sometimes when you just know, they're anticipating the kill, and they certainly approach the net, the Jeff West line does, like they're getting ready to block the kill, and it's just a simple tap over, and there's just nothing the back line can do about it. Here's the serve by Hiawatha, and it's set up beautifully, but somehow tug up after the Elfner kill. Delaney now has it for Hiawatha, sent over by Diller. Jeff West has it now. They push it here near side. Thompson, a kill shot, but it's right into the net. 11-6, Red Hawks. As Reschke will still continue to serve here on this go-about as something has made its way to the floor. Not sure what it was, but
couldn't tell, yeah.
Something that's maybe from the student section. A long serve by Reschke's out of play. 11-7 now as Jeff West gets that point. Williams comes back in. And it's going to be Sydney Thompson to serve here for Jeff West. So 11-7 currently, set 2. Jeff West needing this set to force a third. Down 4, they send it across. Back line pushing it up. Simmons across. Elfner, the kill shot. She's into the net. It was a little close. And a point for the Tigers. Make it 11-8. Thompson back again to serve. Earning a point there for the Tigers. Down 3, 11-8, set 2. Delaney up front. They set it up for Elfner. Not a chance. Good diving attempt by Tuck, but just too much heat. Elfner earns that one, makes it 12-8.
Maybe I should ask for more than $100.
I think $100 might be, that's a bargain for me. I think it's a bargain and a win for me. We'll talk to the bosses. We'll set it up. We'll put it on the Hiawatha channel for you. 12-8, continuing to battle. Jeff West gets it back. Scott the libero calls off to set up her teammate. Now it's just pushed back over. Delaney taps it over. Nice save there by Becker to keep it alive for the Tigers. Now sent back over, but it's going to be too strong. Point for Hiawatha. Make it 13-8.
I think Elsner in the huddle said that she touched it. and she definitely got away with them there, it looked like.
All right. And an error on the serve there by Sutton Diller. It's going to give Jeff West a point. Makes it 13-9. Couple more subs, and they get a serve back. They are a heavy use on the serve side for Jeff West. Down 13-9, set two. They need it to force a set three. Williams, a nice dig, but can't keep it alive. So a nice serve there by Kendall Mayer, earning a point for the Redhawks. It is now a 13-10 score, as Hiawatha's lead is trimmed to three. Here's Mayer right into the net. Couldn't quite get it over on the air on the serve. So a freebie there for the Redhawks, 14-10. Maggie Pierce back in for Hiawatha. Stepping on the front line as Josie Delaney goes back to serve. Delaney sets, sends it on over. Dug up nicely by Scott, pushed up front. They want to set it up for Brown, and she puts it home with the kill shot. Reese Brown, a big point there for Jeff West, 14-11. And Schwinn back in on the front line for the Tigers, taking the spot of Scott the libero. A short serve for Scott, kept alive by Delaney off the top of the net. She's got to hit it again. It's going to be a point for Jeff West. And don't look now, the Tigers creeping back. They're within two. Scott had a little bit more finesse on her last serve, a little more pace here to this one. Simmons, up front. Elfner with the kill shot, and it's knocked away into the back bleachers. And Elfner gets the kill there, 15-12, Redhawks by three. Now Elfner will go back to serve. More than halfway through this second set, Hiawatha won the first set 25-14. Jeff West with a nice kill shot there. Point given. Addison Schwinn, the 5'9 freshman with a strong right hand, puts that one home. Makes it 15-13. Riley White going to check in. She'll serve it up here for the Tigers. And she shoots it across with the right hand. Diller sets it up front. Delaney slapped over by Simmons, but a good dig by White for Jeff West. They set up Brown for the kill shot, and she puts it down. Reese Brown, another kill shot, 15-14. Tigers trailing by only one.
What a comeback it has been. And we talked about before the game about how important it is for Jefferson West to forget about the last match, and they certainly have done that here in this one.
And they capitalize, and that's going to be a service error. That one is just well off the mark by Riley White, and a big free point there for Hiawatha. Their lead back to two at 16-14. So here is Maddie Simmons back to serve. Now pause in the action as checking something with the net. And we are good to go. The sophomore Simmons sends it over. Back line for the Tigers. Scott with the second hit, pushing it up front. Reese Brown, it was a difficult kind of angle on that one to get it back over, and she goes into the net, 17-14, Hiawatha. Simmons again to serve. Closing in on a potential set two victory. Tigers want to try to win it to force a third set. Redhawks pushing it up. Delaney up front. Diller with the kill. It's blocked in the air, and down it lands. It's going to be a point for Hiawatha. 18-14. So after it got back to a one-point deficit for Jeff West, they have given up the last three, and it's now 18-14. Here is Simmons again pushing it across. And they'll set it up for Mayer, who slaps it down with the left hand, but Hiawatha has it. Diller to the back line. Libero Scott needing to push it over. Back to Williams for Hiawatha. Diller, little tap on the top of the net and a diving effort, and it's going to go to Jeff West. So Diller and Schwinn kind of going back and forth there. A couple of hits over the net with each other, and Jeff West takes that one 18-15.
And that was a big point for the Tigers, trying to stop Redhawks right in their tracks as they start to get a nice run going and comes to screeching halt.
Don't want to lose much more room than three, especially coming down the home stretch. Here is Simmons with a nice spike, but good dig on the back line. Here is Becker pushing it over for Jeff West. Up front to Delaney. Far side, Diller. And it's dug out beautifully by Tuck. Becker slaps it over. Diving save by Williams. Diller pushing it up front. Delaney back over on a third set. Here's Jeff West. Scott up front. Hit by Schwinn. Up against the net. Tap back over. Here's the Redhawks now who have it. And it's going to be a point for Jeff West. Might have been a double tap there for Hiawatha. Makes it 18-16. So a nice rally there by both teams. Jeff West coming out with that point. And the lead is trimmed to 2. 18-16 our score.
A little bit of miscommunication on that return by Simmons as she looked down for a brief second, lost track of the ball, and had a lift.
Tuck nearly gets an ace, but it's dug out nicely there by Pierce. Diller sends it on over. Now Jeff West up in front of their own net. Spike attempt is in. Addison Schwinn once again, and it's 18-17. And the Tigers have momentum, and they're trying to force a third set. Quick timeout. They're going to clean up another spot here on the floor.
The first time we've had this match, which is, I think, a mild victory, moral victory.
A moral victory for some, no doubt about it. So Jeff West, they clean up the little wet spot. It's going to be tough to serve. Chance to tie here in this second set. Hiawatha had some trouble there getting it over, but they do. Tigers get it back. They want to set it up for Becker. Two-handed push shot over. Backline pushing it up for Hiawatha. Diller, the spike attempt, and it's hit off the hands of Jeff West, and the Redhawks get a much-needed point. Lead back to two at 19-17. We'll bring in Twombly to the Redhawks here to serve. As we're approaching the home stretch here in set two, Jeff West needing it to stay alive in this matchup. Nice push shot there by Simmons, to keep it alive. Now Jeff West has it. Diller right on top of the net, and I think Jeff West will get this point. And they do. So the ball just kind of hovering over the net, and they give it to Jeff West. 19-18, Hiawatha's lead is one. So back to serve for Hiawatha. It's going to be Twombly. He sends it on over. Libero Scott for Jeff West, pushing it up to the back line. Now it's back up to the front of the net. Now skipped on over. There we go for Hiawatha. They set it up for Diller. It's blocked at the net. Williams on the back line, keeping it alive for Hiawatha. Twombly has to send it over. Jeff West has it. They set it up front. Sent on over by Schwinn. Williams again, back line for Hiawatha. Here is Diller, and she'll put it down. Sutton Diller, the senior, a big point, 20-17. Hiawatha won the first set, 25-14. They're getting a much more difficult test here from Jeff West in set two. Here is Becker on the spike, back line, saved up nicely by Simmons. Simmons up to Diller, just pushing it over with a little bit of touch. Tigers, Becker again on a spike attempt, tipped up in the air, Williams pushing it to the front of the net, backed up once again, and Twombly able to get it over on a third try. Good effort there, crowd appreciates. Williams pushing it up front, they want to set it up far side, Diller for the kill, blocked up, and good defense by Jeff West up front, as it's Addison Schwinn, and also Laney Becker a part of the defense, and it's 20-18, Hiawatha. Tigers get the serve back. It's going to be the libero, Scott. Can Jeff West force a third and final set? They're down 20-18. They drop the first set 25-14. Scott sends it over. Back line for Hiawatha. Delaney to the middle of the floor. Hit over by Simmons, and it finds its home in the middle. Riley White couldn't handle it, and it's 21-18 Redhawks.
All right, Redhawks with the serve up by 3. 4 points to go. Can they slam the door here?
Reschke with the serve to the back line. Couple back line hits, and now Becker just has to send it over facing the other way. Here is Diller into the net. It might have been a miss hit by Diller. Point Jeff West, 21-19. Williams back in for Hiawatha. Another sub in for the Tigers as well. Lauren Kroninger. So here is the serve by Becker. Delaney up front. They want Elfner. It's blocked in the air, but Hiawatha gets it back. Elfner again. Second try in this one, and it's successful. 22-19 Redhawks inching closer to a two-set sweep. They'll get the serve back. It'll be Diller to do the duties here. Can she close it out? Hiawatha needing 3 points. Good serve. We'll push it here. Jeff West does. Spike attempt by Scott is saved by Diller. Delaney taps it over, but it's bounced up in the air by Tuck. Becker trying to save it, and that's one too many hits for Jeff West. Redhawks get the point, 23-19. 2 points to go. Diller sends it over. Miss hit by Jeff West, but a nice save to keep it alive, and it's pushed back over. Williams has it. Delaney, Elfner, and a beautiful dig by Tuck to keep it alive. They want Elfner again, and she'll get this one for a second time, and it's match point for Hiawatha, 24-19. Jeff West will take a timeout, so we'll burn a quick 30 as well. The Redhawks have match point, 24-19, when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This could be it for Hiawatha, leading Jeff West 24-19 here in set number two. After the timeout by Jeff West, Tigers really need to put a rally together. Hiawatha won the first set 25-14. They look to close this one out here on this set by Sutton Diller. Diller sends it across. Becker pushing it middle of the floor. Now it has to be sent back over by Tuck. Williams the libero up front. Why not? They send it across. Simmons able to keep it alive. Now Elfner will go for the kill, and she puts it home, and that'll do it. 25-19, Hiawatha with the two-set sweep over Jefferson West. And our broadcast here is just about to wrap up. So thanks again for everyone tuning in here on KNCA 103.9 FM. Also on the Hiawatha Redhawk channel. That's about to wrap up here as well. But final thoughts here tonight. Again, Brandon Tamman one final time. Jared Sleppy. Hiawatha goes 2-0. Sabetha goes 1-1. Jeff West 0-2. I think we saw how much talent this Hiawatha team really has and how they can certainly compete. You mentioned earlier in the broadcast, they took Nemaha Central, who was still undefeated, to three sets earlier this year, and certainly will get more opportunities against the top teams in this league. But Redhawks again 2-0. Sabetha 1-1. Jeff West 0-2 here tonight.
Yeah, I think certainly Hiawatha knows its ceiling, and it's very high. The ceiling is the roof, as the kids say. But
Do the kids say that?
I don't know. Maybe much older kids. But either way, I think that certainly this team has a championship mindset, and they should, because that is certainly the expectation of getting back to the championship, as you see over there on the banner, 2021 league champs right there. So they're trying to get back to that level. And if they can continue this, continue to build off it, they can go sky high.
Well, thank you so much again for tuning in. Again, the final counts tonight. Match one, Hiawatha takes it in three sets over Sabetha, 25-21, 20-25, and then 25-14. Our second matchup went to Sabetha in three over Jeff West, 21-25, 25-13, 25-15. And then Hiawatha, the two-set sweep in the finale. They beat the Tigers 25-14 and 25-19. For Colin Felkamp in studio, Jared Sleppy to my left, I'm Brandon Tabman. We'll talk to you Friday night.